Blog Talk Radio.
Truth Ministry,
your host here tonight on MCI Block Talk Radio, thanking you for tuning in once again. Glory be to God. Champions, get your pens, get your papers, get your Bible. Glory be to God. We're going to go into the Word of God today. Hey, man, let's jump right in on it. To God be the glory. We honor each and every one in a respectful position tonight. I believe I'm going to need the time. Turn with me, if you will, to Ezekiel chapter 37. Very familiar scripture in the Word of God. Amen, amen, amen. I want to preach to you today. If I could entitle it, I would simply say, I'm under the influence of love. Amen. Under the influence of love. To God be the glory. Amen. If I had I do have a subtopic for those of you who won't be able to understand the definition of that. It would just simply be bad to the bone. Mm-hmm. Bad. Nah, I'm not teasing today. To the bone. Hey, man, I trust that you have Ezekiel chapter 37. And we're going to jump right in at the first verse today. To God be the glory. Father, give wisdom, understanding. Open up hearts. Let the word fall on good ground. That it might bring forth fruit. 20, 60, 100 fold in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. The word of the Lord says in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1, you'll find these words. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Good God Almighty. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Can you just relate with that? How many of us know today what it feels like when the hand of the Lord is upon you? Hey, man, for the foundation's sake, I just want to let you know today that when the hand of the Lord is upon you, you can do great exploits. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, good God Almighty, you can leap over walls and run through chutes. Good God, when the hand of the Lord is upon you, he teaches your hands to war and your fingers to battle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You break the bow of steel asunder. When the hands of the Lord is upon you, you get wisdom and revelation. You get direction into the things of God. Oh, what a mighty thing. The Bible declares if you have tasted his goodness, have you been a partaker of the Holy Ghost? Good God Almighty. If you taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Hallelujah, somebody. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Good God Almighty. Are you trusting your God today? Are you believing him today? Is his hand upon you? Oh, it makes a difference. See, when his hand is on you, that's what's called to anoint. When the Lord's hand is upon you, he is smearing, rubbing you with his presence. That's how the anointed one anoints you when you become anointed. Because of the hand of the Lord. Somebody ought to say amen. Well, Ezekiel said the hand of the Lord was upon him. You can expect some great things, but also another hand to anyone who think you can get his hand off you when it's on you. Can I be a help today? If you make your bed in hell, he's there. If you take the wings of a dove and fly away, he's yet there. What are you saying, Bishop? I'm saying if his hand is upon you, you might as well say yes. Come on, somebody. If his hand is upon you, then you might as well say yes. Hallelujah. Because he's not going to release it until he's satisfied. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said the hand of the Lord was upon him and carried him out in the spirit. Yes, can I just share, glory be to God, if you're trying to do something for God in the spirit, You need him to carry you. See, you, there's different heights, different levels in the spirit. And all of them, you can't arrive at all of them the same way, at the same level, at the same place, with the same thinking. Glory be to God. It takes some things to get to another level. Come on, somebody. It takes another shovel to get to the next level. For surely you shall meet another devil. So if he's going to take you, if you're going to go in the spirit, we need God's hand upon us. Habasiya. So he can take us into the spirit where we can do great exploits. Ezekiel said that the hand of the Lord was upon him. And he took him out in the spirit and set him down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bones. Thank you, God. There's too many of us in the body of Christ stuck in the valley. We cannot stay stuck in the valley. Because down in the valley, glory be to God, it gets very dry. And if you've been in the valley for a while, glory be to God, your strength is being zapped up out of you, glory to God. And some of us have let our joy slip away, our peace slip away, our direction slip away, our zeal slip away. We have let so many things, come on, slip right away because we had a valley experience. And we laid there and we lingered there. We sought for pity there. We had so many pity parties, glory be to God, that we opened up a club in the valley. Now you stuck there with dry bones. To God be the glory. It was full of bones. But when God's hand was upon the man of God, he caused him to pass by them. Good God Almighty. Let me tell you something. If you stay on fire, you keep drinking, how do I see ya? You keep believing, like the scripture says, that out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters, you'll go right past all the dried up. Oh, come on, somebody. All the traditionals, all the ones that's been faking and shaking and shucking and jiving, if you stay washed, if you stay in the water of the word, come on, somebody. You'll find yourself compassing a lot of dry bones. But God's intention was not to leave them in that stink. Stay with me, champions. He did not want them to remain in that state. He caused me to pass by them round about. The whole glory be to God. There were very many in the open valley. And I could see the man of God's heart moved by compassion. How many places you been where people needed, how about some word? They needed a fresh move of God. They needed the rivers of living waters to pass through them. Well, glory be to God, when you see a situation like that, your heart ought to bleed. The man of God said, oh, so many. Oh, my God. And they're very dry. He had a heart for souls. Can I finish with this foundation? We're ready to go into the word of God theoretically. But let me tell you something in this foundation. We cannot lose track of the mission. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about churches. It's not about fame. It's not about fortune. It's about souls to the kingdom. We are called to go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. We need to present the gospel, and we need to reach the lost. I'm going to say amen myself. Amen. God noticed that his heart bled to see so many dry bones. Dry bones is a life wasted. Dry bones, glory to God, once had life. How I see it. They have deteriorated to the place that there is nothing left but bones. And the bones were very dry. You know, I'm not a medical doctor by far. We know that. I don't know a lot of medical terminology. But I heard this along the way, that when a body decomposes and go back to wherever the Lord will send us or bring us, if you leave the body here after rigor mortis, after the skin go back to dust, you ever see skeletons? Well, those are the bones left from the individual. Do you know that, hallelujah, the bone continues to stay moist? Hear me today. The bones continue to have life in the marrow, because it's the blood that's still left in the bones that keep it alive. The Bible declares that the life is in the blood. And so when we go on to meet the Lord, the bone, the blood that's left in your bones, keep your bones alive and moist. That's the last part of a person's existence, is the bones and the life inside of it. It takes a very, very long time for the bones to become dry. Come on, some of y'all ate mama chickens all the way down to the bone. Y'all did. Y'all know y'all did it. Suck from the bone a little, get the juice, get the taste out of it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And then you set that bone on that table, and glory be to God, it still had color. If you were to let that bone sit for a while, and lo and behold, long and behold, it dries out, but it takes a long time, is my point. He's seen so many dry bones. He's seen people that was without a word for a very long time. Woo, glory to God. People that was without a move of God for a very long time. When he's seen all of the dry bones, he's seen people that was thirsting, Kabasia, for Jesus for a long time, thirsting for deliverance for a very long time, thirsting for a touch for a very long time. It was thirsty out of Ascendia, and it was a famine for the word. Therefore, the bones were drying. The life was gone. Kabasia, and the little life they had left was drying up. Somebody don't believe today that there's life in the bones. Oh, well, guess what? Read the story of Elisha. Read the story when they threw the dead man in on Elisha's bone. How about see it? There was so much life still in Elisha's bones. Y'all ain't talking to me. Glory to God. How many of us, when you go up to glory, you still gonna have life in the bones left? Huh? Come on, somebody. If he called you home today and we laid you to rest, how about see ya? Do you still have life that can touch? How about see ya? Well, that's how anointed Ezekiel was. He had went up to heaven. Good God Almighty. They buried his bones. Good God Almighty. and the Moabites, they were tomb raiders. Good God Almighty. Hey, when they went in and opened up his tomb, good God Almighty, looking for riches, looking for antiques and artifacts. Glory be to God. He likes his grave open. And good God, when they opened up another grave and couldn't find nothing there, they threw him and down in Elisha's grave. And the man jumped up. Good God Almighty. You're talking about power. To my bad, to the bones. Well, God said to this man of God, because of his heart situation, I'm going to put you under the influence. Everybody know God is love, so under the influence of love. I ain't talking about no love. I'm talking about Clamary. I'm talking about God. God is love. But I'm under that influence too, but we ain't going there today. Under the influence of God, we can do so many things, children of God. When you're under the influence of love, under the influence of God, your discernment is sharp. You're working all nine gifts of the Spirit, all nine of the manifestations of the fruit are there. The fivefold ministry is in total operation. Good God Almighty, because when you're under the influence, God can use you as you please and as he will. Amen, somebody. So let's look at the man of God under the influence. He seen the dry bones. And the Lord said to him, Son of man, can these bones live? Good God Almighty. Meaning, is there any life left in them? Good God Almighty. Is there any hope left in them? Aha. Is there any destiny left in them? Is this the end of the road for these bones? And Ezekiel said, I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Meaning that, let your will be done. He knew that God is all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. Come on. He knows everything. So he said, God, whatever you say, if you speak life to death, it's life. Y'all don't hear me. Somebody don't hear me today. If you speak, they're coming out. They're coming out. Hallelujah. If you speak, their deliverance, they shall be delivered. If you speak a word, Habasika, it shall not return void. It shall accomplish that which he sent it to do. So what Ezekiel said is, Habasia, I'm walking with you. I'm under the influence. Good God Almighty, all you got to do is say the word. Hallelujah. Champion, are you in that place today? Where you see something and the Lord comes to you, and you can say, God, whatever, just say the word. Or have you studied to show yourself approved unto the Lord? But you can go to him and say, Lord, just say a word. I got that for you, God. Just speak the word. Hallelujah. Somebody need healing? Just speak the word. Somebody need deliverance? Just speak the word to me. Glory be to God. Huh? If somebody need to be set free, God, thou knowest, just speak the word. And I got it from there. How many people got it? How many people can be sent on an assignment like that? He says, up to you, God. That's what that thou knowest means. Say, God, it's up to you. Tell them to live. And you give me the plan. How about CA? Hey, I carry it out. And I know that they shall live. Are you willing today, champion? You got to position yourself to be willing, ready, and able. If the Lord shall choose to send you, you got to send me. I'll go. Amen. 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 He said, thou knowest. And then again he said to me, prophesy upon these bones. Now, we have gotten accustomed to prophecy saying, okay, 10 days you're going to get a car, 60 days you're going to get a house, 90 days you're going to find a husband, come on, 120 days you're going to find a wife, come on, you're going to get a new job. That's not prophesying. It could be, it's a form of prophecy, but it could be a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge. Just being shed through the Spirit of God. It's not prophecy. Prophecy cannot be altered. Uh-oh, I made a turn. Y'all, let me drive up this year. I got to go make a U-turn, but let me drive up this a little bit for a second. Prophecy cannot be altered. It's time out for making excuses for things we thought was a prophecy, and then they come back and say, oh, well, maybe you didn't have enough faith, or maybe you wasn't in the same place with God. Listen, none of that got nothing to do with a prophecy. When a God sent a prophecy, man cannot change it or alter it by his actions. Could have been a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, revealing the will of God for your life. That's different. Now, let us go on real briefly. I'm making a U-turn now. I'm coming back. I'll be back where we was in a second. Hold tight. Hallelujah. But prophecy means to proclaim under the divine anointing of God. It means to speak, to make a proclamation. We all should be prophesying. Proclamation, speaking from the Spirit. See, anytime you speak from the Holy Spirit inside of you, it's prophecy. And I don't got to tell you nothing that's what you wore yesterday. It's a proclamation done through the Spirit. And so, the Bible declares, if any man prophesy, let him do it according to the proportion of his faith. So I just want to say that to you, because when God told him, prophesy, he didn't just go off speaking what he believed. He didn't just tap in. He didn't just try to discern where they at and what they've been going through, and let me say what God is saying about you. Ain't no fortune teller. Let's look at the word. Because it's just in the word, y'all. Y'all know, it's on the Spirit. So let's look at the word. Still needed God after God told him to prophesy, is my point. Oh, God, I'm going too deep in there. I'm back where we was, y'all. All right, I told you, I just had to make a U-turn real quick. I'm back on the street. I'm back on the same road now. Yeah, I'm back on the same road. Verse 4. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. He didn't leave him to have an open prophecy. God will pinpoint what he needs us to say. It's not for us to just say whatever we believe we see or we believe we feel. Glory to God. We got to be under the influence. Y'all don't hear me. I said we have to be under the influence, so that God can tell us what to say. Well, he said, prophesy to them and say unto them. See, God told him what to say. Sometimes, glory be to God, as soon as we realize that we do have a gift to speak a word, a lot of times we don't wait on God. And that could be a real problem. When we try to do things on our own, just because God set us on the path, we still can't just do it our way. He said, yeah, I want you to prophesy, but this is what I want you to say. Glory to God. Say unto them, oh, ye dry bones, Hear the word. Hear the word. And I want to let somebody know, no matter how dried up you are, it doesn't matter if you had a drink in his word for a long time. It doesn't matter if you backslidden. It doesn't matter if you had no faith at all and it's your death coming. Good God Almighty, I want to let you know today, hear the word. Habasie. Hear the word. So many so many souls are listening to everything except the word. They're getting more, they're having more honor, more respect, more belief, more trust in some man, hallelujah, rather than the word. Somebody got to hear the word. They were very, 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 very dry. And the only thing God told him to speak was, hear the word. Glory to God. Somebody, you're just a word away. You're just a sermon away. Good God Almighty. You're just a praise away. Hallelujah. You're just a shout away. Hallelujah. But you got to hear the word. You have to hear the word. Good God Almighty, you can't twist the word. You can't reject the word. You have to embrace the word and hear the word. These people was at the last stage of existence. Hallelujah. The very marrow, Habasika, had dried up. Hallelujah. The very blood in the bone had dried up. Good God Almighty. The bones were sharp and brittle. Habasie. They had lost color. Y'all ain't talking to me. Halabashindia. But some of us is just waiting around, glory to God, while stuff is seeping out. And I want to let you know, glory be to God, is that just like that anointing didn't come, hallelujah, so fast, hallelujah, it ain't going to leave you that fast. But if you got something slipping out, draining out of you, seeping out of you, if you got something robbing you, good God Almighty, I want to tell you, hear the word today. Hear the word. Hear the word. He told him, hear the word of the Lord. And then under the influence, he delivered this word. He said, thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. The breath is the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the breath of God, hallelujah, flowing in your heart, your soul, your mind, your spirit, hallelujah, then you're really dead already. You're a walking dead man, hallelujah. You're 6 inches, the Bible declares, from death. You're but 1 foot away from death. And we have to recognize, glory be to God, we need the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, in our lives today. We need the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us. We need the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to teach us. We need the Holy Spirit, glory to God, to open up doors for us. We need the Holy Ghost, glory be to God, to take our back and our front, hallelujah. You need the Holy Ghost in so many different ways, hallelujah. You got to hear the word, glory to God, hallelujah. And then line it up. He said, I'm going to cause the right spirit to come, a spirit of power, a spirit of praise. Ah, glory to God, somebody. A spirit of victory. I'm going to put breath in you. And that breath is the Spirit of God. He said, and ye shall live. Verse 6 declares, I will lay sinews upon you. Ah, my God, my God. and will bring up flesh upon you. See, some of our flesh is just hanging too low. Our flesh is just too low. Some of the places it do, some of the places it go, it's just too low. And flesh is low down and dirty. Oh, I tell you, I don't care. All flesh is like the grass. It withers away. The Bible declares that no good thing dwells in the flesh. Good God Almighty, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Good God Almighty, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Hallelujah. Flesh is low. He said, I'm going to bring up your flesh. But he didn't just say, I'm going to bring up your flesh. Habasia. He said, I'm going to lay sinews. See, a lot of us, we don't got no sinews. See, sinew, Habasia, is what he puts to shape the flesh. Sinews is what keeps the flesh in order. Now, y'all ain't talking to me. See, he said, first I'm going to put sinews on you. Good God Almighty, sinews is what shapes the bones, shapes its ligaments that gives it structure. And you cannot live a life for God without your flesh having some type of structure. Hallelujah. That's what sinews do. Sinews structure the flesh. It can carry the flesh. See, and because God doesn't deal with flesh, he put sinews there. And sinews is strong enough to deal with the flesh, to bring up the flesh. Sit it here. I got it. Some of us need to ask God to strengthen our sinews. Good God Almighty. You can't control your flesh because you ain't got no sinew. You ain't got no structure. Everybody thinking they look good because you got the all the curves in the right places, but you ain't got no strength. You ain't got no shape. You out of shape. I don't care if you got the big leg parts. Listen, you ain't got no shape. You have the big backside. You out of shape. Because some of y'all looking at that shape don't know that you out of shape because you don't have no sinews on your flesh. Your flesh is hanging low, doing whatever it wants to do. Good God Almighty, but God is going to send sinews into the church. He's going to send sinews into dry bones. He's going to send sinews into those carnality Christians. He's ready to put some sinews in some of his people that he called to do something so that you can structure your flesh and stop it from falling all over the place. Hey, glory to God. He said, I'm going to put sinews. Sinews is what structures you. What makes the person the other person. He says, and then I'm going to bring your flesh up. Because some of us need some help. God ain't going to touch it, but he sure gives some strength, sinews that can shape it, control it, unite it. Good God Almighty. He said, watch this, and cover you with skin. A long time people been believing that the skin is your flesh. Oh, you into your flesh is burning you. It ain't, flesh is not skin. Even though in the English language, we call flesh, the Webster Dictionary declares it as a chopped off piece of meat, a severed piece of meat. You know what happens when you cut a piece of meat off from the life source, it dies and withers away. And that's what flesh is. It's a cut off piece of meat. But people think skin is flesh. Let me tell you what your flesh is, because I have to tell you what it ain't. Flesh is a life. Flesh is a life source living under your skin. Hey, glory to God. Flesh is a life source living deep inside of you. Flesh is not meat. Flesh is a wrong spirit. It's contrary to God. But it's a spirit. It's not subject to the Lord of God, to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Your flesh wants a throne for Satan to sit on, just like the Holy Ghost wants a throne for God to sit on inside of you. That's why it's such a fight. That's why it's a struggle. No, ain't nothing running around with no pitchfork poking you. It's the flesh inside of you. 90% of the problems that Christians face is within ourselves. We don't understand that flesh nature. It ain't skin. It's another life living inside of you that must be put to death by the Holy Ghost. And with your soul. So as he said, I'm going to bring sinews up, and I'm going to bring your flesh on top of that. Then I'm going to put skin over it. The skin is just the whole. Come on, somebody. What's on the inside? In. Your skin is not your flesh. You got to start looking at your flesh as another life. Just like you feed the Holy Ghost, you got to start that other life inside of you. It's a life. It tries to distract you. It tries to talk to you. It's an adversary against God in you, the hope of glory. It's fighting you, trying to grieve the Holy Ghost. As long as you keep thinking it's some outside sources of people you hang around, people this and that. And no, get it from the inside. Because you're bad. You're bad. If you got God, you bad. You bad to the bone. You just have to know how to fight. You have to know when to fight. You have to know who to fight. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. You got power if you learn how to use it. He told him what the problem was. The problem was the flesh. The help was the sinew and the skin to house that flesh. You got to lock it up and restrain it. Good God Almighty. So, verse 7 says, I prophesied as I was commanded. It's so important, leadership. It's so important, champions. If you're a leader out there, if you're in a leadership role, if you desire it to be, if you desire an office, glory be to God, I just want to let you know you got to do it as he commands. Hallelujah. If we do it the way we command, we have no obligation. God has no obligation to help, to step in, to fulfill, to fund, to make a way. God is not obligated unless you do it as he commands. Glory to God. He said, so I prophesied unto them as I was commanded. And as he spoke what God told him to speak, good God Almighty, he said, there was a noise. Good God Almighty, listen, you're going to make some noise when you say what God said to say. You're going to make something happen when you speak those things that God told you to speak. You're going to see results, good God Almighty. You're going to see lightning flash and thunder roar. Y'all don't believe me. But if you can ever get to the place where you don't release nothing except what the Lord say, oh, you'll hear cracking I use that word today. You'll hear it cracking. Oh, my God, my God, my God. He said, glory to God, there was a loud noise. When he spoke with God, told him to speak. And behold, a shaking. Good God Almighty, you can speak God's word and shake the devil's kingdom. You can speak God's word and shake your people free. You can speak God's word and shake down deliverance. You can speak God's word and shake out a blessing. Y'all ain't talking yet to me. I can feel, glory be to God, that somebody got that thing, though. And they saying, I'm ready to shake, 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 till I shake down some things. Glory to God. He said, when I did what God said, when I prophesied as he commanded me, and I said only what the Lord told me to say, good God Almighty, he said it was a loud noise and a bunch of shaking. Good God Almighty, sounds like life to me. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. This is what he did under the influence. When he did it, there was a shaking, and the bones came together. Bone to his bones. That's very important, people of God. Decency and in order. See, they didn't have no arm bone trying to connect with the leg bone and the leg bone trying to connect with the neck bone. Come on, somebody. It was done in order. See, God brings order to chaos. God brings unity and division. And all you gotta do is watch the characteristics of whatever. You'll know if it's God. It's just a bunch of confusion and a spirit of peace comes. You know that's God. Everything lined up, bone to his bone. And they didn't need no assistance. You can do what God, Hallelujah, called you to do. You can get what God is asking you to get. Hallelujah. You don't need to connect with nobody else. You need to deal with you first, and then God, pre-adventure, will connect you with someone along the way. They came together bone to his bone. My God, my God. Verse 8 says, and when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them. Good God Almighty, at God's word, he said, me speaking God's word. Hallelujah. I've seen results. I've seen miracles right in front of my eyes. I watch a skeleton, glory be to God, have sinews and flesh and skin come right upon them bones. That's manifestation. When you do it God's way, you get manifestation. If you're praying, there's never no manifestation. Go and ask God, are you praying the right words? Are you praying at the right time? Are you praying for the right people? Because God is not a God that don't get results. We can't keep representing God when we can't make nothing shake. We can't make no noise in the kingdom. We have to go back and ask God, command me the way to handle this. So that I can see results. When he spoke what God told him to speak, he said, lo and behold, bang! They had flesh again. Look like a normal person again. They going to church again. They carrying a Bible again. Yeah, they wearing suits and long maxi dresses and looking, you know, like they've been dealt with again. But there was still one problem. He said there was no breath in them. He's letting us know, glory be to God, just because they're in church don't mean they got breath in them. We got a whole lot of people that don't have the breath of God in them because nobody want to pray no more. We don't even have prayer night no more. When I grew up in church, Bible study was one night, and prayer night was another whole different night. That's how you keep the breath blowing freshly inside of you. Without prayer, you ain't stirring up nothing. All these saints of God with bad breath. Know why? You're stale. You need a refreshing. Oh, glory to God. Somebody ain't feeling too happy about that one. But saints of God, listen. God is a spirit. They that worship him are connected with worship him in spirit and in truth. That word spirit is the same spirit interpreted from ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. When you further break it down, when you further translate it, that word spirit is ghost. And ghost is air. And then air is breath. Or breath is air. Watch what I'm saying. So wherever God is, wherever there's air, there's God. And God blew into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul simply because God said and blew into his nostrils. I can tell. I tell a lot of people a lot of times. It's nothing. So, the power is great. What he's used in the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary, but it's not that great a mystery if you really seek God about it. Because the same way he blew in the Adam's nostril, and it was life. How about CA? It's the same way he blew into Mary's nostril. All Mary did was breathe. Oh, my God, how? I don't know, man. See, but if we don't teach people, we let their mind run. I've had to make another left turn, Let me GPS back to the scriptures here. I hope that was all in for free. They didn't even charge me a toll going up that road. But I'm back. Listen to me. You need the breath. You need God to breathe on you. The Bible declares he breathes on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. Some of us, God hasn't breathed on us in a long time. How about CA? Some of us, we haven't been under the influence of love in a long time. Good God Almighty, some of us, all you need is a fresh touch. All you need is for God to just blow on you again. Breathe on you again. Restore once again. Good God Almighty. But you have to get into his presence for him to do that. He said, yeah, they all came together, but they had no breath in them. You don't want to live this life of salvation, child of God, without the Holy Spirit inside of you. He said, in verse 9, he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, and say, son of man, say to the wind, good God Almighty, oh breath, he says, say to the wind, prophesy to it, son of man, say to the wind, oh breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. All you need is God to breathe on you. All you need is a fresh wind to come through your home. All you need is a fresh wind to come through your marriage. All you need is a fresh wind to come through your children. All you need is a fresh wind to come through your church. All you need is a fresh wind in your Holy Ghost soul. He said, prophesy to the wind. Tell him, give life again. Good God Almighty. He said, so I prophesied again as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. These things that was once dried out, no good for nothing at the last leg of their life, we breathed upon them, good God Almighty, and they became a great army. Body of Christ, I want to let you know we're a mighty army. Oh, we got our faults and our flaws. And that's why I'm not ashamed to speak on them. But when it all boils down, we got power and authority. Greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. And no weapon ever formed against a child of God shall prosper. I want to let you know, glory be to God, that you're more than a conqueror to him that loved you. And I want to let you know, when we team up together, one can chase a thousand and two can put 10,000 to flight. Good God Almighty, can you imagine when a whole army come together? We're marching on to Zion. Good God Almighty, and nothing can stand in our way. Come on and join in, hallelujah, with us as we go down the street called straight. Good God Almighty, taking authority over the enemy, manifesting the glory. Y'all ain't talking back to me. I'm talking about walking in this thing under the influence of love. Under the influence of our God. If you're under the influence, nothing can harm you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. They rose up an exceeding great army. And they said unto me, Son of man, this is the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost, and we are cut off from our parts. We're closing here. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, behold, my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your grave, and bring you into a land of the church, of the Prince of God, of Israel. Child of God, graves are opening right now under the sound of my voice. And if you felt you've been stuck in any type of grave, I don't care what grave it is holding you. I don't care if it's a grave of depression. I don't care if it's a grave, glory be to God, of despair. I don't care if it's a grave of addiction. I don't care if it's a grave, glory be to God, of humiliation. I don't care if it's a grave of guilt, shame, hallelujah. He's opening up the grave today. And I command you in the name of Jesus, come out. Step out. Walk out, then your grave has been opened. And now you can get under the influence and be bad to the bone. God bless you all today, champions. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, I am your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, here on MCI Blog Talk Radio, the awesome Apostle and Pastor McNeils. Good God Almighty, doing a great work for the Lord. Please don't forget to tune in tomorrow night at 6 for my other half, the lovely woman of God, awesome woman of God, Pastor-elect Thelma Monroe Butler, will come to you and just continue to tune in throughout the week. We have a word for you. People of God, if we've been a blessing unto you, we ask that you mail your correspondence to 1921 Darby Town Road, Henrico, Virginia, 232-29, and call Cash App $ Bishop BEE 42. If we've been a blessing, correspond with us. If you need a prayer request, correspond. You need a preaching engagement, correspond. We love you. All you remember, if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. And we're going to make you an undisputed champion in Christ. God bless you. See you next week. In Jesus' name, Mr. Lord shall tarry. Amen.